Fellow freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael, Faith and Freedom Show, going to talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. Number here is 888, toll-free, 888-850-1872. There is a loverly, yes, wouldn't it be loverly, there is a loverly view outside my window here. We've got a blizzard situation going on here where I'm broadcasting out of my little, cute little studio office. So we're having fun here today. So good to be in Florida. For those in our main broadcast area, good to be in Florida, isn't it? A lot of people in our online listening audience are actually in record-breaking snow situation. I got a call, talked to a guy in Maryland we should be having on the show in the next couple of weeks, who's one of the leaders of the Oath Keepers. We're going to have him on here. He said he opened up his door and he had almost 3 feet of snow blocking his walkway. So that's kind of interesting. It's not something you often see. And there's a lot of people died in Florida this year because of weird fires, because of they're having heaters on and stuff. They're not used to having cold, and they were trying to survive. A couple of guys almost died just outside Miami a couple of months ago. I think it was in December, because they had hypothermia. That's another little bit of trivia, but I want to give it a little anecdote here. Broadcast here on WIFL, Frank Talk 104.3 FM, in the summertime, I believe it was May. And I did a live interview with some kids that were going through a worldviews course. They were graduates from high school. I want to tell you, there was a junior there who came along and really knew what she was talking about. And she was younger than the graduating group. And she hadn't taken the class yet. She was on top of things. I think the guys that took the class, they thought they had a handle on some things. But they really, I'd say they're probably ahead of understanding issues of the day a little bit better than most people that come out of high school. But I asked them about socialism and what they thought about the current policies that they're seeing. They said, oh, that's a bad thing. It's a really bad thing. I said, well, how many of you go into college? Every one of them raised their hands. I said, how many of you have filed your FAFSA? Every one of them raised their hands. What a FAFSA? What's a FAFSA? It's free application for federal student aid or something like that. They were opposed to socialism, but they filled out the form that is voluntary. They're not forced to fill out the form. Sent my kids to school. And, of course, we're not participants in that program. So we don't get the benefits, do we? Where are they getting the money? That's why I asked them. I said to these students, I said, well, okay, you filled out the FAFSA. Does anybody know what it means? I said, where are they getting the money? And these students got quite sheepish quite quickly. Where are they getting the money? I said, are they not, by the power of the sword, extracting money from some in order to give it to you? And they just realize, oh, yes. But I don't think it's going to change their behavior. They hadn't thought of it yet. We're conditioning our children to just get in the soup line. Instead of doing do what God tells you to do. Live as if you're retired. Live as if you're doing those things that you ought to do and you're free to do. And then stand back and watch what happens. See how you get a little divine intervention. How God provides for your need. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all that bread and clothing and all that kind of stuff will be added on top. But that's not what we do. I'm doing a little praise report here. We just sent this last week the last payment for a tuition. There was like an installment plan kind of thing college sets up. You pay every month this amount and that'll pay your tuition. With some scholarships that were given not by the power of the sword, but by gifts of charity, of love, that supplemented what we were doing, and some donations from people that saw like what I'm doing and want to keep me doing it and realize I can't do what I'm doing and come up with a cost for my kids' college, sent gifts and actually paid my daughter's college. She's going to graduate with a degree in Bible and religion with an emphasis on worldviews. Right now, it looks like she's going to have honors. She's got a pretty high average and was just put on the distinguished scholars list. But folks, this week, isn't this exciting? Imagine if your kid's college was paid for. I mean, if the last check that you were going to send to pay your kids' college was sent with no filing of a FAFSA, I guarantee if we had filled out the FAFSA, we'd have been putting ourselves in bondage. We'd have just freed ourselves up to maybe do some other things with our money that would be self-gratifying, since we've got all this other stuff from other people and this ability to have a loan and things like that. We don't have the ability to borrow money. So my daughter is graduated with a bachelor's degree from 4 years, Bachelor of Science, after 4 years without any debt. You know what she's free to do? She's free to do that which God wants her to do, is she not? Without having to worry about being in debt. She's not. She wasn't entrapped. She didn't fill out a FAFSA form. And she was harassed. You must fill out this form. We cannot do anything about processing your tuition until you fill out the form. I'd have to write letters. We're not eligible for those benefits. And so my son in his fourth year so far, we're getting pretty close to getting that taken care of by the end of this year. And his degree will not be completed. But we'll be right on track. And I got to tell you, this is hard to do. And this has taken, I guess, great faith on all our parts. But also it's taken great sacrifice from family members and members of our church, people that support what I'm doing, send money so that we can eat to do what we're doing. It doesn't necessarily pay for the airtime, folks. We're hoping that folks in our listening area would take care of that. They're supporting me because they realize, oh my goodness, David, what you're doing is so necessary. It's necessary for all of us. Now, I'm not trying to give myself accolades. What I'm saying is we're in a partnership. So we have I'm doing things that other people can't do. They don't have the wherewithal to do. They can run their business. They can maybe they've had a successful business career and they're in retirement stage of their life. And there's things that they could do that enable us to continue what we're doing and get all these other things taken care of as well. Our freedom comes in proportion to our faith. Of course, the opposite then would be true, that our bondage will come in the same proportion of our lack of faith. I was going to play a clip from somebody quoting, giving information about the report that came out 2 days ago. Unemployment claims are down. And really what that means is not that there's less people unemployed. It means there's less people filing for claims. Of course, I will tell you, there's a certain deadline. There's a point where you can only claim unemployment benefits so long. So that might be part of it. One of the commenters said, well, it might be just less people looking for jobs, less people filing for those benefits. The other part of the report was there were 20,000 jobs lost in America last month. You hear the term, you're going to hear a lot of rhetoric. Oh, we've created 2 million jobs. Oh, you did? How come there are 20,000 less jobs? Well, it kept it from getting worse. I don't know. We're going to do all this stuff. Who's going to pay for it? Where's the money coming from? Where's the money coming from? How are we going to have our freedom and our prosperity, folks? You cannot have prosperity. Continued prosperity without some near-term sacrifice for long-term reward. Near-term sacrifice for long-term reward rather than near-term gratification, long-term consequences. Yeah, I need that on a t-shirt. I didn't hear that anywhere. It just sort of made sense to me, so I keep saying it on the radio. I'm going to have to go to an article that we're going to take with us into the next hour. Our number here is 888-850-1872. I went to a news source that's from overseas, and I found out about something. Has anybody noticed that this week that there was a major drop in the stock market again? I think the Dow Jones went down 268 points. The report is it was the worst event on the stock market since the last 9 months. Guess what happened elsewhere? Australia, same thing. India, same thing. China, even. Europe, same thing. We've got a world collapse happening. Again, a little glitch. Oh, that's just a little glitch in my hiccup or whatever you call it. You know, my hitch-up, whatever it is. You got just a little glitch in our little economic situation. Well, is it really. What's going on? Are we being distracted by in-flight entertainment? Y'all getting ready for that Super Bowl. How about you, Saints fans? You folks have come across, you've migrated east along I-10 and so excited that your Saints are in the Super Bowl. How's that? You know, I mean, there's people that are rolling over their grave right now. Saints fans along the Gulf Coast. Hey, getting ready for those Super Bowl ads. What kind of strange things are we going to see this year? Are you being distracted by the in-flight entertainment as you gratify yourself on CoxCable.net or whatever? You know, whatever that is, whatever the organization, or DirecTV, whatever it is. Distracted by the in-flight entertainment, folks, there's things going on that are going to affect your future in-flight entertainment. Eventually, you're going to hit bottom if your plane continues in a nosedive. Look what's happening. And this was interesting. I find out more about what's happening in our world by checking the news and having to follow up on some of these organizations that are really running the world. The world's, this is out of the, the Herald. I'm trying to think of the name of the newspaper. I had it written down here. It's from Australia. The world's top central bankers began arriving in Australia yesterday. This came out yesterday. So they started arriving in Australia on Friday, Australia time, as renewed fears about the strength of global economic recovery gripped world share markets. Representatives, this is where it's going to get a little juicy here. Representatives for 24 central banks and monetary authorities, including the U.S. Federal Reserve and European Central Bank, landed in Sydney, this was on Friday, Australia time, to meet tomorrow at a secret location, the Herald Sun reported. Organized by, now this is where it gets a little bit interesting, organized by the Bank for International Settlements last year, the two-day talks are shrouded in secrecy, with high-level security believed to have been invoked by law enforcement agencies. Folks, this is of global importance, and I've seen it in one news agency in Australia. The top banking people from the globe, let's see what this list includes. It's going to include, obviously, Federal Reserve. They're not sure whether Mr. Bernanke is going to be there. The People's Bank of China, the Bank of Japan, the Reserve Bank of India are going to be there, among others. The arrival, and this is not a scheduled meeting. What should you be thinking about when things like this are going on and it is not a scheduled meeting? This is important stuff. If you look over the last few years and watch some meetings, and again, if you've been listening to this show over the last year or more, and of course for my folks that were listening in Virginia, I've been kind of tracking this thing, and by going to overseas news sources, and it's kind of, uh-oh, what's this? Warning, warning, danger, 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 as they would say in Australia. Right? We're going to need a lot of manpower to pin this one down. This is dangerous. Something's going on, folks. Stand back to see maybe a little bit of market manipulation, and you should be able to predict some things. You might well help your investment portfolio by the right knee-jerk response to these knee-jerk things you're seeing. The arrival of high-powered gathering coincided with, listen, a fresh meltdown on world share markets. Did you guys know that there was a meltdown this week, Thursday, on the world share markets? You didn't see that on CNN, Fox News, or anything else, did you? You got a report that unemployment is down to 9.7%. That's what you heard. We're going to take a break here. I'm David Alan Carmichael. This is my Faith and Freedom Show. We're going to talk about the issues of the day from a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, a basis of right versus wrong. We're going to get to substance. We're going to get to some details. Pay attention to what's going on. Not be distracted by the in-flight entertainment. And we're going to minister to your need that isn't being met anywhere else.